Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, it's always been like that. You had a corrupt imperial government that overthrew the Spanish in Mexico and set up its own police state, thought it would bully and steal property in Texas. And a bunch of Hispanics and whites got together and kicked Santa Anna out of here, and then his own people down in Mexico City kicked him out. And then the Germans tried to foment a bunch of Hispanic racists to kill all the whites in South Texas, all the whites above 16 years of age, white males. That backfired big time, and today it's the same good Americans, good Texans, white, Hispanic, black, you name it, standing up against the same thing again. And how I could be so ignorant about World War I history that even before World War I, they slaughtered masses of whites, just randomly killed them, these racist Hispanics did, and that the same people, the offspring of these people, are now wearing the T-shirts calling for the plan of San Diego. And then you get the one of the top head people on the biggest Hispanic organizations in the country saying the plan of San Diego is our defense. And it's and then we go protest that, and the media says we're bad. We will get satisfaction. We will expose it. Let's just talk to Gil and Robert and Don and Alex and Alan, and then I'll get back into more on the plan of San Diego and Clinton criticizing Bush, all part of the false left-right paradigm, for not being a good enough globalist, and just so much coming up in the rest of this hour. But Gil in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead, Gil.
Buenos dias, compadre.
What's on your mind, Gil?
How are you doing? I want to talk about that. I saw a little blip on the nuclear biological chemical network yesterday about what happened there in Austin. And from the little minute or two they gave it was very unclear what was going on. And I'm happy that you have made this clear and are telling the public.
Well, that's because they couldn't show one thing we ever said. They had to show Hispanics that were with us wearing InfoWars T-shirts, bullhorning them, and say they were protesting us.
Absolutely. So this is just another ploy of the New World Order to divide and conquer us, isn't it?
Exactly.
I have an interesting observation for you. From what I understand, And don't get me wrong, in fact, my brother married a Hispanic lady right there in Austin, Texas. But from what I'm understanding, my brothers and sisters are coming over the border, and they're not assimilating into the American public. They're dividing and conquering. I mean, you have to take, like, English as a second language on some of those border cities there in Texas, right?
No English allowed in El Cenizo.
Not at all.
That's San Antonio Express News.
There are like about five or six UHF Hispanic stations in the Houston area here in Southeast Texas where I live. None of them broadcast in English. Not at all. But that's beside the point. Another interesting thing I've seen, you're familiar with the little cartoon with Dora the Explorer? It's kind of interesting. She has a cousin. Guess what his name is?
What?
San Diego.
Really?
Yes.
And now, again, what's this cartoon?
It's a little cartoon. In fact, in some of the schools, my neighbor's kids, she's being taught Hispanic. She's talking to assimilate to them. Dora the Explorer, a little cartoon that's been on for quite some time. I think it's off of Nickelodeon. Well, she has a cousin, and his name is San Diego.
Well, I have people telling me point blank they're gonna kill me, and I'm racist. I mean, it was unbelievable. And there were all these white people involved in it, and I'm like, you're promoting a plan to kill all white males? I mean, it's just nutty. It's crazy.
Here in Southeast Texas, okay, like Port Arthur, like right on the heel of Louisiana, the last street in Port Arthur is called Duff. I've talked to you about this before. I was working for, when you take the enumerator for the city directory, when I walked down Duff Street, those people were flying their Mexican flags proudly. So apparently they were a member of La Garza and the La Familia and this organization to circumvent the sovereignty of Texas.
No, it's a big joke. And then people think they're just going to, you know, and sit here and thump their chest and tell us that they're going to kill us and we're supposed to go, oh, thank you. Listen, I appreciate your call. And I don't even want to get into what they call black people. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right, folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today, and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, we're going to go to Robert and Don and Alex and Alan and Craig very quickly here. We've been spending most of the show talking about a La Reconquista parade I went to, where a large portion of the participants basically were Hispanic Ku Klux Klan, but didn't even know. I mean, they're openly wearing shirts about killing all white males above the age of 16, but then they don't even know that that's bad. I mean, they're just totally righteous, totally out of control. The word is self-righteous. And I've written a detailed report on this up at InfoWars.com. I hope you'll get it. We're going to write two more reports on it and have a big video report up for everybody in the next few days. This is so important. And I'm finishing one documentary right now in the next few months, but my next film is going to be about this. And I'm going to travel a lot in Texas and other areas. It's going to be a tough film to make, but I mean, I'm going to spend some time on this now because I discovered so much incredible stuff. But I called about an hour ago. I said, you know, I'm going to get Debbie Morrow on today with New Millennium Concepts. I didn't know that she was out of the office right now. They've got folks at the office. And she's so sweet, she joined us via cell phone. So we're not going to keep her on very, very long. But, Debbie, people need to take advantage of the discounts that New Millennium Concepts is offering on the Made in America Big Berkey units that make the water totally clean to drink, even in swamp-infested Louisiana. Folks need to stop procrastinating. Give us your word to the wise today, Debbie.
Well, you know, I really think it's time for people to quit sitting around and thinking about it. And then when they call in, when there's a disaster, you know, they want it right now, and it would be so much better. Go ahead and get your Berkey water filter, use it, get used to it, and then, God forbid, there's a problem, you've got it right there with you. And, of course, you know, Alex said that I'm on my cell phone, and that's because I'm on a little family reunion in California, and we are headed to the lake right now, and I have my Berkey Sport bottle in my hand because while we're out on the lake, we don't have to drag a whole bunch of bottled water and stuff like that. We can just use our Berkey Sport bottle. So, you know, that's
listen,
my
I go bike riding about once a week when I have time, and I just take the Berkey Sports bottle, and I can just stick it right in a fountain or right in the lake or fill it any place I need. I can go hiking. I might go hiking 10, 15 miles in the woods. I can just get it right out of a little stream that I wouldn't dare drink out of. Crisp, delicious. It is so important. And, again, folks are at the office right now. Debbie, I wouldn't have had John if I knew you were on vacation. Folks are there at the office right now when you call. If it's busy, leave your name and number. They'll call you right back. Give us that number, Debbie.
Well, they can reach us at toll-free 1-888-803-4438, or they can go to our website, which is www.berkeywater.com, BerkeyWater.com. Be sure to put that they heard it on Alex Jones so that they get the free gift, because when you get a big Berkey or a Berkey Light, you actually get free Berkey Sport bottles with your order, and they retail for $39. So, you know, that's a really good saving. If you get a Berkey Light with Light for $2.59, you get two free Berkey Sport bottles. That's a $78 saving.
Absolutely. So, well, Debbie, thanks a million for coming on with us. And folks need to call and take advantage of that. These are the best deals yet. And tell them it's an Alex Jones special to take advantage of that. They offer the best deals out there for our listeners. Debbie, thanks for all you do. And say hi to your family for me.
Thank you, I will, and I will be back in the office on Wednesday. In the meantime, Judy is working, and also calls to go to the machine, and we'll be getting back with you. So leave two good numbers, a daytime and a nighttime, and make them, you know, kind of slow so that I can be sure to hear it, okay?
All right. Debbie, thanks a million. Bye.
Thanks.
You bet. And by the way, folks, the last 3 or 4 weeks since the flooding, they have been on the phones like 18 hours a day. I've called over there at 10 o'clock at night, and Debbie's there answering phones, and these are made in America, Jim Shepherd's company. If you want them, they also got the British filters, which were the world standard. The American-made system's even better now with the black element. It's stronger than the white element, and you just really need to get it. I mean, I just bought one over the phone during the break. I have another friend who wants one, and frankly wants the discount I get. I mean, my listeners get a discount. I obviously get an even bigger one. And so, speak of the devil, my good Hispanic friend, who I'm really good friends with and also am in business with in an upcoming venture people will be hearing about, he wants one for his mother's birthday. So I just ordered one for him to be delivered to his house with my discount during the last break, talking to Debbie, and now she's going to call on her vacation via cell phone to get me that discount and get that shipped out. What a nice lady. I had no idea she was on vacation. I'm like, get Debbie on. And then she's on, and she's on vacation. But give them a call, 800, folks, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Do not wait. Do not procrastinate. Let's go ahead. I'm going to try to compose myself. I'm pretty upset about Saturday, folks. I want to try to get through your calls and cover Bill Clinton's false left-right activities demonizing Bush right now, totally staged, cover a few other news items, and spend the last 20 minutes or so on my press release, part one, about the La Reconquista we witnessed and just how dangerous it is. Let's go ahead and talk to Robert in Denver. Robert, welcome.
Thanks, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. Appreciate it. Great show as always. I'm going to have to do a Google search on that plan of San Diego that you mentioned. I've never heard of that.
Got to do the plan of San Diego.
It's fascinating stuff. A little bit off topic, if I may. What is the latest, or can you bring up speed on what happened to Stanley Hilton and his lawsuit against the government? Anything new along those lines? How did that?
Well, Bob Dole's former chief of staff, Stanley Hilton, sued the government once with 400 of the victims' families represented. And then that got thrown out, and then now he's filed another one, and I need to call Stanley up and get him back on the show.
Oh, okay. I was curious. Yeah, I hadn't read any updates on your website, so I was just curious where that was going.
Now, remember, Stanley went to school with the neocons at Chicago University of Economics, and so that's why he wrote his treatise on government-sponsored terror, and so that's why he recognized it when it happened, because he actually was in the classrooms with Leo Strauss and all the rest of them.
Yes, well, yes.
Leo Strauss, the Jewish Nazi, yes, actually liked Hitler and was Jewish. Sorry, go ahead.
No problem. And, yeah, I think it's interesting that the people in Louisiana want to put microchips in dead bodies without even knowing what their names are. That's kind of weird.
Well, I mean, it's the ghoulish activities of Applied Devil Solutions. I mean, Applied Digital Solutions and their digital devil. I mean, Digital Angel, as they call it. It's disgusting.
Is that the same company you had on a few months ago with the nightclub people from Miami?
Oh, yeah. Listen, before anybody ever heard of these people, 6 years ago, that's not true. 5 years ago, I interviewed the scientist who invented it all before he even sold to Applied Digital. Then I interviewed the Applied Digital CEO, their chief marketing person, their head of Europe, nightclub owners in Miami, nightclub owners in Spain, nightclub owners in Scotland. I've interviewed them all, and they all say the same thing. You're going to be forcibly chipped. It's a good thing.
Remember when I had
that Bergen County sheriff on? He said, I've taken it, and I think we should force the public to take it, and I'll force you to take it if ordered.
I heard you talking about it, yeah.
I got the clip. Just type in Bergen County Sheriff says must take chip into Google. It'll pop up the page. We wrote an article about it. I mean, we're living in the twilight zone here, folks.
Yeah,
I had a whole bunch of racists screaming stuff at me, wearing shirts about how all whites should be killed above the age of 16, and I was called the racist by the news. We're living in a twilight zone, Robert.
Great show as always, Alex, man. God bless you for the good work.
Take care, my friend. I really appreciate the call. Let's talk to Don in Texas. Don, go ahead.
Oh, hi there.
Hi.
Anyway, on the Minuteman deal, I think they're aware that there have been attempts to infiltrate them with, fake, Minuteman that are, try to let them sit in there a while and then create a disturbance.
Actually, the Minutemen said that in the paper yesterday, but they've always kicked them out.
Well, they're pretty. They try real hard. Also, they could have another group of these guys. I talked to some people who have background with some of the ex-federal, alphabet type guys that would be willing to. They're so brainwashed, those feds are, that they would go, set up a camp a mile away and do something really bad, like gunfire, hurt somebody, and have the photographers come in.
Well, sir, we've caught them 100 times doing that. They did that with Ranch Rescue.
Well,
thank God, let me just add this, National French TV was there, and it was freezing cold like 2 winters ago. It even gets cold down on the border, below zero sometimes. Really wet and cold raining, these Venezuelans come across. They give them blankets, coffee, call the Border Patrol, they leave. Then the illegals were part of a setup. And with one of these little leftist groups, and they tried to charge the Ranch Rescue with assaulting them. Thank God they had a French news crew as witnesses that caught the whole thing on tape.
You're lucky then, but you have to be vigilant so much that eventually you can caught with your pants down.
But the alternative media has gotten big enough, Don, where they're going to try that now, and it isn't going to work.
Well, you say that. I'm far controlling the border.
Well, sir, let me give you the actual numbers, okay? Let me just add this. I have a small website compared to a lot of Patriot websites, okay? Do you understand that Infowars.com dwarfs Statesman.com? The 100-and-something regional newspaper of Central Texas online is smaller than my website. And I got 4 such websites, sir. You combine my websites, they're much bigger than the Dallas Morning News in print circulation and in Internet circulation. I'm one person, sir. I'm nobody. I can barely pay the bills, but I got the listeners. I got the viewers. I got the readers. We are getting bigger than they are. That's why they're freaking out. Go ahead, Don.
Well, I hope that you're correct in that, but then all it takes is one real radical incident, just like down in New Orleans, where they claimed a lot of gunfire was directed by thugs, and some people say it was other than thugs that did it, and they exaggerate it, and that gives them reason to pull back on aid. And as you know, it's kind of a conspiracy reason they do all that. Let me say one other thing. There are some you keep railing against Nazis. That means national socialists or whatever it means. I'm not German. But I was in Germany right after World War II.
Well, stay there. Just stay there. I'll let you finish up. Be right back.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Janet from JLS Research has been preparing a revolutionary new product. Listeners have been having tremendous success with No BO. Now Janet would like to introduce to you her new products, like the Sweet Smell of Success Lotion Bar. Lotion bars are simply a lotion made into a solid bar rather than a liquid. You guys that are opposed to lotion bottles, this handmade bar is just for you. The ladies will also enjoy these lotion bars because of the 4 oils found in them are considered excellent for all skin types. Best of all, the lotion bars come in fragrances designed both for the ladies and the guys. Also new is the Sweet Smell of Success handmade body soap. This body soap contains no preservatives, detergents, fillers, or chemicals, nor is made with any animal fat. And the skin feels absolutely wonderful. Try the No BO deodorant, lotion bar, and the handmade all-natural soap and enjoy the Sweet Smell of Success today by calling toll-free 1-888-881-NO-BO. That's 1-888-881-6626. Or visit no-bo.com today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I mean, I'm sitting here minding my own business years ago, and I started getting videotapes of giant demonstrations with people's pictures of white people's heads cut off, saying we're going to kill all of you. And then I go to a rally to see if this is really what these groups are pushing, and they're saying it to me, and wearing T-shirts that say it. And then the media is like, oh, the dear sweet little people, and then the evil Minutemen. The mainstream media, though, notice how corporate media, the corporate system, pushes all of this. And yeah, when I talk about Germany, folks, it was Germany in World War I and World War II that resurrected World War One, the two-year-old plan that had been carried out, by the way, and failed, of the plan of San Diego. I'm talking about facts here. Okay? And they did attack. And then in World War One, the Germans tried to resurrect it, and in World War Two. But Hispanics weren't having any of it then. So what I talked about wasn't my opinion. I know people worship Germany and worship the, you know, and I'm not saying the listener is, and Germany's perfect and Germany's good. I mean, the Nazis were dark magicians. They were into the occult, folks. And they were set up to lead Germany into ruin by the British system. And that's just history. And people can't figure that out. But let's go ahead and go back to Don. Let him finish up. Go ahead, Don.
Yeah, I wasn't trying to glorify the German people. There's some good and bad.
No, the German people are great folks. I'm talking about the Nazis. Just make your point, please, sir.
They had a history of, you know, being leaders in science and medicine and the whole works. But anyway.
Well, everybody knows that.
Well, everybody. Right. It's all. Well, it's like when you talk about, I'm not against Jewish. I'm part Jewish. A lot of people are. And there's a lot of what I call the beautiful rabbis, the ones that oppose the Likud party's activities, the massacres and the atrocities that Jews do. And also that chess player, even, I can't think of his name. He's in Iceland. You know who I'm talking about?
Yes.
He got out and got on a stump and like Mordecai Zanunu, and said these bad things are going on. We don't want. It's like myself. I don't want. You know.
And then they use some little thing where he went and played an illegal chess game. He can't ever come back to America.
Well, they have a hitman out on the guy, and you know the Shin Bet, and anyway, and he's
well. I mean, it's an Israeli front, sir. It's an Israeli front group that paid. This is admitted for this almost 700 billboards saying L.A. is Mexico, and helps pay for the Mecha group that says go after Jews. It'll make your head spin.
Goldstein, wasn't it? Goldberg Goldstein, one of those guys. And they're behind a lot of the news media in the United South America and South United States, and also in Mexico, out of Monterrey. And they have great expertise and great graphics, and they do the editorials and all that. And a lot of these local inflammatory Hispanic pieces of literature and it's also like a certain station in KTSA. They have a couple of dudes on in the afternoon. Both of them are supposed to be comics, but they're always talking about the Grita de la Independencia. You know where it says "Matan todos los güeros." That means kill all the white people, and they try to make it sound like a joke, you know. And they said, we want to welcome the Mexican army to San Antonio. And it's like, you know, softly occultating people to...
Wait a minute. You heard KTSA host saying, kill the whites.
Well, did I say KTSA?
That's what came out of your mouth.
Well, I meant to say San Antonio Station. Well, he did not say it in English. And there's two...
What station, sir? I need to know.
Well, let me talk to you. I didn't mean to expose... Well, it could be several. But I'll
all right, thanks for the call, Don. Thank you. I mean, look, I don't doubt that kind of stuff's being said. I mean, I've got them on tape saying it. But I know. It's like it's a big joke that we don't know what's being said, and it's being said, and then Hispanics are coming up to me going, that's what that means. You better go look. And I go look it up, and it's true. I mean, and I tell you, man, I was watching the Hispanic reporters out there that give me the dirty looks, and I guess it was fun to go lie about me like that, but when you're in court and I'm taking your house, it's going to be really funny, isn't it? All right, let's go ahead and take another call. Let's talk to Alex in Mass. Go ahead, Alex.
Yeah, Alex, how you doing?
Good.
That's good. I just wanted to thank you very much. It's not really heated today. It sounds like you're really pumped to get things done, and so am I.
Well, thanks for calling in.
No problem.
Is anything else?
No, I just wanted to lighten things up. You sound a little pissed off, though.
I am angry. Thanks for the call. No, I mean, I'm sick. I've never seen the Klan act like this. I mean, this is just like frothing. I mean, Hitler didn't come right out and say, kill all of a group. He just tried to do it. I mean, these people are like frothing in the open. And it's like, oh, how sweet. Oh, I'm not putting up with it. All the liars, the media, all of you, I'm declaring war on you. No more Mr. Nice Guy. The gloves are coming off. The new dawn, ladies and gentlemen, of intensity. And I'm going to savage you with the truth. Prepare. I'm going to savage you with the truth. I'm going to savage you. You have motivated me. You've given me an attitude adjustment.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that Russia sponsored a terrorist training camp in Havana, Cuba, 1966? In this camp, they planned terrorist activity on every continent, including the United States. Have we seen terrorist activities on every continent just as they plan? We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening, more about Bible prophecy, by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine. It's free. Call now while operators are standing by to take your call.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as atrazine, benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hey, Jack Blood here from Deadline Live. You know, it seems people will steal anything and everything you have. If you have a house with some equity, a car, a truck, RV, there was someone looking for a way to rip it off. And what about those government agencies? You know, the ones, those alphabet agencies. Did you know that they get raises, promotions, and bonuses based on what they seize? And they can do it without due process. This is how the establishment has been attaining real wealth for centuries. And now you can learn the secrets that the elite have used for generations. Wealth-hiding secrets of the elite are exposed in this best-selling book, Bulletproof Asset Protection. Find out how you can make it look like you have no equity in your property, or make it look like you own no property, and a whole lot more. Order the book and DVD now for one low price. Get Bulletproof Asset Protection now. Call them 888-240-3337. And that's 888-240-3337. Or go to assetprotectionteam.com. Tell them you heard it on GCN.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
I mean, imagine the self-righteousness. We're going to kick you out of America. You have no place here. You're evil. This is Mexico. Ha, ha, ha. And then the next level, and we're going to kill you. And see, I thought from the videos I had from L.A. and stuff, the white heads cut off and the Aztec warrior cutting white people's hearts out, you know, and all of it, I thought that was like some minority of a minority. But no, I mean, I'd say over a third of the people in that march were just frothing devils. And that's what they were calling us, was devils. But no, I mean literal frothing devils, folks. We were explaining to them that we are not against you. You're being manipulated. You've been funded. I know this whole Mecha La Raza thing's funded by the Fortune 500. Big money's behind this. They love it. Don't you see? It's to balkanize us all against each other. Divide and conquer. Shut up. Shut up. You're going to get it soon. This is Mexico now. Leave. And I'm just like, man. And then the media, the evil Alex Jones was there. Lloyd Doggett says people are really Klan members. And then the media wouldn't dare show our crowd, or they'd show our crowd and show Hispanics and blacks that were there with us and said they were protesting us, wearing InfoWars t-shirts. I mean, yellow journalism. More than that, it's like manufactured lies. And again, folks, I still can't. The broadcast has gotten so effective in Austin that I can't even buy my own lunch. And I want to thank folks that I walk into a restaurant to eat real quick yesterday. a Hispanic couple buys me lunch and waves at me and walks out and says, thanks for what you're doing. We saw you on the news with their children. Then a white guy last night at like 1 a.m., I pull into Kirby Lane to eat some eggs real quick, some Migas, and a white guy buys me lunch. I didn't ask for it. They buy it and run out of the restaurant. But the point is that, you know, most Hispanics see through this and are literally buying me lunch. But you got this crowd that, just like you got ignoramuses that are white that love to hate everybody, you got these Mexicans that are like this, but the media is saying it's good and it's being promoted, and then these poor immigrants get here and are being indoctrinated, folks. And in 2005, they've had the state census. The majority is Hispanic. So I'm a minority, folks, and I have people saying they want to kill me soon, that my time to die is coming very soon. And I'm supposed to go, thank you, how sweet of you. I mean, this is, listen, we need to get angry about this. We need to get focused on this. We need to expose this. This is serious, and I want you to call. When you call them, I want you to get their fax number. I want you to fax an email all the local news stations in Austin, especially if you live in Austin. If you live in Dallas, Fort Worth, Houston, you've heard callers all over the state that, you know, saw the news programs. And it really screwed the news up because they couldn't get one of our people to say something mean or bad out of over 100. It was over 100 throughout the 3 hours. And the Statesman did get one thing right. We had, quote, 100 people. And that was less than 24-hour notice. Or right at 24 hours. But the other news said 50 people. But the point is they couldn't show our crowd. They couldn't show anything we had to say because it was all to unify people against the New World Order. And they couldn't show anything the others were saying because it was all frothing, we're going to kill you, and you're scum, and we're going to kick you out of this country. I mean, I got it all on tape. You wait till you see the 10 hours we shot, folks. It's going to drop like a bomb on these people. I mean, I've got them. But how dare the news media, because sure, I had nice Hispanics buying me lunch yesterday, but I also was in Circuit City buying a hard drive, and folks, it was probably 80% Hispanics in there, and you could tell that, you know, Hispanics that have got cable and have been watching me for a while, they're smiling, waving, coming up, shaking my hand, and I mean, literally, if I could hardly get out of the store, and then you could see the immigrants, you know, the cowboy type with the cowboy hats, afraid of me. I am mad, folks. I do not like people being afraid of me. I want them to be warriors against the New World Order, good, hardworking people that could be part of this country, but not if they don't assimilate, and not if they're taught that they need to kill every white male. You want to know, if you're listening and you can understand English, why I'm angry? Your people are saying they want to kill me and my children. I must defend my family. Do you understand? You're forcing us to do this. You understand? I've done nothing. All the horror stories that the big money cartel media told you, most of them are lies. We lived in peace in this state until you got funding to kill a bunch of white people in massacres. The plan of San Diego, and then nationwide, people turned against Hispanics. And there was a lot of abuse of innocent Hispanics. So listen to me. Listen to me carefully. Stand up against the New World Order. Join us against the New World Order, or we're all in deep trouble. Two final calls, Alan and then Craig. Alan, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. this attitude that's been developing in the immigrant community, I've been watching it develop down here, and I thought it was interesting that Alex in Massachusetts, he thought you were overreacting, but I don't know if he's ever stood in a food line at a grocery store and not understood anything that anybody was saying anywhere in the store or at the cash register. And I don't know if he knows what it's like to drive down the street now out here.
And then giggling on both sides of you, had it at the gringo. I speak enough Spanish to hear the comments.
I live in rural Texas, and out here we have this long-time tradition of waving at each other out on the road. You pass somebody coming the other direction, and you lift your arm up, and you smile. And I started noticing, oh gosh, a couple of years ago that most of the, what you said, well, it looked like, you know, the cowboy dress, the immigrants, the people that have a bumper sticker that says La Invasora, the invasion. It's a Mexican radio station down here, and their bumper sticker says The Invasion. And these people, when they would look at me driving by, I would wave my hand and smile, and they would give me this look, and I couldn't quite place it. And
don't spread the word. When the time comes, kill.
I've never felt like a racist. You know me, Alex. I'm the wheatgrass guy, right? You know me. I'm not a real vengeful, hateful kind of person.
You're Mr. Liberal, I know.
I've never considered myself to be a racist, but my brother, I have an adopted brother that's half black who has more character. He's actually my best friend out of the whole family, but they're not listening.
No, you know what? We need to stop making it, telling people how nice we are. These racists, these haters don't care, brother. You know what? I don't have any guilt. I haven't done anything to anybody. And you know what? People want a war, they're going to get one. Sorry, go ahead.
When I talk with, there's a Hispanic friend of mine, a Chicano friend of mine. He's been in the United States his whole life. You know, and I was telling him one day, I was real disturbed because I felt threatened driving down the road in my own neighborhood out here. And I said, you know, Angel, I don't know what's going on here. I never thought I was a racist, but I'm feeling like the people that are out in
racism doesn't exist, brother. It's tribalism. You're feeling tribally threatened.
I don't know if it's nationalism, whatever it is.
Let me just break this down.
It feels dangerous.
Do you know where all this started? You know why I call these organizers, why I talk to them, why I said, okay, I'll go ahead and protest them Friday?
Yeah, why?
About 3 days before Texas Independence Day, and everybody I know saw this, there's a pickup truck full of Mexicans waving giant Mexican flags, standing up really aggressively. I mean, you know when somebody's aggressive.
Right.
Leaning forward, baring their teeth at me. And I'm sitting, I mean, these people are on the edge of just pulling out knives and machine guns on us, folks. I'm sorry to have to report this to everybody, but the big corporate wide-owned radio stations are all just pumping this out. They're all called the rebel, the invader, the ruler, the racer, the, you know. Okay, what did your friend Alex say real fast?
He said, Angel said, well, Alan, you know, it's not you. And he's Mexican. He said, no, it's not you, Alan. And that's not racist. They are looking at you like that. He said, they look at me like that because they know I'm Americanized. And he said, it's not you. He said, it's growing. It's getting really strong. And I don't know. Now, I think the light at the end of the tunnel, Alex, and I really feel like we need to, you know, make a positive step forward with this. Kevin mentioned October 1st. If we can verify that and work with the other talk radio networks.
Yeah, well, who is this other? I mean, I have to find out who's putting on this demonstration and what's going on. Alan, I got to go in just a second. I really appreciate your input. And, yeah, there's a rally coming up October 1st on the Capitol. I'd like to be able to speak there. I'd like to know who the group is. I'd like to have them on. But I've got to check the group out first. But thank you, Alan. Craig in Illinois, we got to move fast. Go ahead, Craig.
Sir.
Yes.
All of this is disturbing, but I have to talk about something different, please. On CNN at 1:33 in the morning, on Sunday morning, Central Time, there was a report by a doctor, a Vietnamese hero who was an American. He immigrated to the United States, and he was in a hospital in New Orleans.
Now, this is Saturday night, Sunday morning.
Sunday morning at 1:33 in the morning.
Okay, gotcha.
Central Time.
I wrote it down. Go ahead.
They brought all the patients upstairs when the flood came, and then they transferred them to the airport at New Orleans. Now, FEMA, this is documented CNN headline news, I swear to God.
No, I know, I read it. They ordered them not saved and to die. Mm-hmm.
They told, he was crying on TV. They said, you can mop up after them, clean up their excrement, but you cannot treat them because it might be liability. This is your FEMA working
well,
for you.
Sir, FEMA, when the city was burning, literally four or five fires at any one time, the 1,500 firefighters, including Austinites, who I know personally, showed up and they said, we're not going to let you put any fires out. Those fires are going to burn. We're going to teach you how to not sexually harass and how to not be racist and how to worship the La Reconquista.
This is really insane. I can't.
It's not insane. They're an extermination group.
I mean, for us.
No, you know, I know. I understand it seems insane to us, but this is FEMA's never been about taking care of you.
Can you imagine then when this doctor, this hero who escaped Saigon in his 20s and now he's in his late 50s, he didn't see his wife for 5 years. He took photographs. I think they're still on the CNN website. They told him he could not treat these people who were sick and dying.
I was aware of that story. I hadn't seen him on TV, but it's all over the news, sir.
His name is MUI, Dr. Mui. MUI.
Hey, I appreciate the call. Take care, my friend. No, it's been I never watch TV, but I've been watching TV again since this happened. And I mean, you turn it on, it's just doctor after doctor after doctor after fire chief after police chief. We got armed guards guarding against FEMA. They caught them cutting the communications lines. I mean, the emergency manager there for the parish in New Orleans, his mama died. 5 days into it, he followed FEMA orders and let his mama die. Let me tell you something. You get in the way of me and my mama, you're gonna get it. I mean, it's real simple. They're training us how to not defend ourselves. I'm not putting up with it. God bless you. I appreciate your call. We've had a lot of requests to air this, and I dedicate this to Mecha and La Raza and the Nazis and the New World Order, all of these scumbags that work for Satan. I dedicate to them this dark side clip because this is what they're into, and they're going to destroy their own people. They're meant to start a race war. They're meant to bring in police state. They're meant to serve the New World Order. And so for Fox News locally and News 8, Time Warner, and everybody that lied and twisted in the last 2 days with these news reports and try to turn everybody against each other and for covering up the evil, I dedicate this song for you. This is what you're into. Here it is.
You don't know the power of the dark side.
Let us never tolerate outrageous conspiracy theories concerning the attacks of September the 11th.
The dark side.
Disaster to carry out a phrase his father used, I think only once, and that is a new world order.
Out of these troubled times, our message, the new world order, can emerge.
The dark side.
Our country is growing.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Listen, I've studied this. I've looked at this. I only learn more, and it always confirms what I would what I'd already dug up. And I went out there and was so friendly and so nice to that crowd, and to just to have them wearing T-shirts about the plan of San Diego and saying, get out of here, we're taking over, and ha, 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 your time's real soon. But then to have the media. I mean, how dumb are these people? Big, evil, whitey media is funding all of this. Don't you understand? Don't you understand it's going to cause a huge backlash? They're going to bring in control in the name of dealing with all of this. The media and the government are just quietly breeding all of this. Like their special little nest egg, loving it and turning it and kissing it and making sure the little egglet grows and gets big and strong. Just like they funded Hitler. Just like they fund all this stuff. Just like they funded the Soviets. They set this up. They build this up. You know, it's incredible. In the groups exposing Mecha La Raza and other Aslan groups, no one seems to know about the plan of San Diego. No one seems to know about Germany funding it. And it's totally documented mainstream historical societies in Mexico and the U.S. A plan to kill all white males above 16. They're teaching it right now.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the document of truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
I got a star on my car and one on my chest. Gun on my hip and the right to arrest. I'm the guy who's a boss on this highway. So watch out what you're doing when you're driving my way.
If you break the law, you'll hear from me. I know I'm working for the man upstairs on the highway patrol.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, you'll know me when you see me.
We're back live. into the final segment. Part one's up there. Literally, I wrote it about an hour this morning. I'm probably going to go add some stuff to it this afternoon. I'm going to write part two and part three sometime this week. I'm going to run over and work with my video editor, who literally slept on the couch at the editing studio, not because I asked him, but because he's dedicated, trying to boil down 10 hours of frothing evil down to 30 minutes with the TV show that'll be uploaded to the web very soon. Good reason to be a PrisonPlanet.tv member, though much of it will be for free on the site. It's so important. And before I get to this final bit of news, PrisonPlanet.com, you can go there and link through the Safe Secure Online Shopping Cart and get all of my documentary films or any of the other books or videos I carry. And if you want to know about the Nazi death cults that control our government and manipulate and control La Raza and the La Reconquista movement, you'll want to get the film Martial Law because it exposes it. And it's a very powerful film, so I hope you get it. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day. You can watch all the films and the weekly TV reports and everything. 15 cents a day at PrisonPlanet.tv, monthly and yearly subscriptions. AP reporting, historic changes for the military role. The end of Posse Comitatus and the military basically running our daily lives as the glue for the federalization of the country. And the chairman of the Armed Services Committee said, I believe the time has come that we reflect on Posse Comitatus. He advocated giving the president and the secretary of defense direct standby authorities to manage disasters. And they've already done that. It's for mass takeover of America. And I have predicted, Glenn Spencer has predicted, he thought 10 years from now, and it may even be sooner, they're going to start up a La Reconquista on the border. They're going to call the troops into the Southwest, and life will never be the same. That's why the media is hyping up all these La Reconquistas right now. They're going to ship a lot of poor Hispanics back to Mexico, and it's going to be really sad to see, folks. It's going to be really sad to see. You're going to be set up like you are every single time, like we are, everybody, together, every single time. Meanwhile, more of the false left-right paradigm. Clinton launches withering attack on Bush and on Iraq. Katrina budget. And notice that it's Clinton, that his little world global government promotion forum that he had. This is all staged. He's constantly vacationing with the Bushes, constantly hanging out with them, surrogate member of the family. It's all staged, folks. It's all theater, a false left-right system. And now conservatives, see, Bush is getting in trouble with the conservative base right now for spending too much and for being too socialistic. And so Clinton comes in and Hillary comes in and goes, how dare you? You're not spending enough, you big, fat, right-winger. And then the conservatives are suddenly going, you see, he's good. That Bill Clinton tried to get him. You got to start playing, as a caller used to say, what was the name, Brian in New York, chess instead of checkers. It's true, folks. I mean, you can go read right now on Infowars.com something that nobody seems to know about. I didn't know about it. The German government manipulating a Mexican uprising to kill all white males in America during World War I and World War II. And then now those seeds of that are here. And these people that are involved in it don't even know why or why the same corporations that funded Hitler are now funding them. And they don't know that there wasn't a fight between Hispanics and whites before this, and this caused a racist backlash against all Hispanics. Oh, unbelievable. All right, we are out of time, ladies and gentlemen. Back tonight, 9 to midnight. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2. Now get out there and take on the New World Order. God bless you all!
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.